time for Caveman Corner. Presented by Midland Engineering Company on Michiana's sports leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. We're talking all things Mishawaka Caveman Athletics. And now, the hosts of Caveman Corner, Sean Stiers and Dean Huppert.
And we are coming to you live from the Cave at Mishawaka High School tonight. Here in a little bit less than a half an hour, we'll have tip-off between the Mishawaka Cavemen and Elkhart Christian, the Eagles from Elkhart Christian, in our second broadcast of Mishawaka basketball this season. Of course, we're brought to you by Midland Engineering Company and with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard. We are also happy to welcome boys swim coach Danny Lucero Dixon, and great environment to be out here tonight.
Yeah, we're doing it up right tonight.
Tell you what.
A couple minutes left in the JV game, still plenty of time for people to come out and watch the varsity tonight here at the Cave, and great to have our new swim coach with us, and I'm excited to hear what he has to say because he got a couple big wins last week.
All right, well, I'm going to turn it over to you for a little while, Dean, and I'll be right back, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, thanks, Dean.
Yeah, as I mentioned, just a couple minutes left to go in the JV game. Mishawaka leads Elkhart Christian Academy 41-20 right now, so the Cavemen looking good in the JV game and the varsity game to follow. It's going to be a great night tonight, Danny, because we also have the dance team coming up, so they're going to perform at halftime, and our Mishawaka dance team's coming off a big win at Munster. They were one of five teams there in the AA Palms division and came back with a big trophy, so that's what's fun, so we're going to be able to see them at halftime tonight.
Incredible. I mean, I was a swimmer in my coordination in other realms is not very adept, so it's one of those things that, similar to diving, I just look at that and I'm like, wow, I could never ever do that. So very
well, and the coordination that they do, it's almost like synchronized swimming without the water.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, talk about the excitement that you guys have, the new boys swim coach at Mishawaka High School, and you're coming off a couple wins, and I'm not sure going into the season, because you were hired a little bit late, and so you were handed this team, and you got to see what you had, and now all of a sudden you've got a couple big victories last
week. Yeah, it was a fantastic week for us. I mean, obviously the wins, and I never want to shy away from our wins. That's great for us, but typically focus on our individual stats and our personal records and improving from meet to meet. So I definitely won't complain about the wins that we had, and it was just awesome to see the excitement that we had. So it's been great so far. It's been an adjustment in a little bit, but the pool is beautiful after the renovations, and I grew up swimming here, so it's been nothing but a blast every single day to come out and get to know the kids, and I feel like we're establishing that coach swimmer trust kind of relationship that way, and it's just, they're awesome. They're doing everything I've asked them to do, and they're improving, getting stronger and faster, and kids coming out to the team in the middle of the season wanting to be up with that, and so it's just been exciting and fast and a lot of fun.
And for our listeners, the renovation of the pool, talk about a tough job. I had to try to hire a swim coach with a pool that had no water, and I'm saying, okay, it should be done at the end of August. I'm thinking the middle of September, and then all of a sudden it was October, and we did have the pool ready for you, but you knew what type of facility that Mishawaka had, and it was one of the draws that you
Absolutely.
Thought coming over here. Talk about this facility and the Mishawaka Natatorium, just how special it is.
It's a beautiful pool, and I compared to the rest of the schools around here, I mean, we have a lot of great programs around here. Indiana in general, and Northern Indiana in particular, is one of the best states in the country for swimming, and so it's a big sport around here, but it's one of the best pools that we have in the area and in the entire state as well. I grew up here swimming, like I said, and I love it. It's big, it's spacious, there's a lot of deck space, it's a great viewing place, so it's a great arena for practicing and training, but also for competition as well.
Yeah, we've got about 31 seconds left in the JV game. Talking high school basketball here tonight, and Sean Stiers will be up after a little while. Mishawaka leads Elkhart Christian Academy right now 44-21, so the Cavemen looking strong. And as I mentioned, still plenty of time for you to come out and watch Mishawaka basketball tonight. Big varsity game here on a Monday night with the ECA Eagles and the Mishawaka Cavemen. Danny, why don't you give us a little bit of your background? You're a Northern Indiana Conference guy, stayed right around here for college, and you know all about the NIC and growing up in South Bend and going to South Bend Riley, a heck of a swimmer. When I saw your resume, I thought, okay, this is a guy who's not only a quality guy, he's a winner, and he's local, so I don't fear that you're going to take off and head south anytime soon.
Well, I appreciate the compliments sincerely, and Like I said, I'm really lucky to be a part of it. And I was, there are great, great programs around here. And in a goofy way, I kind of have some attachment to all of them. I mean, I was lucky enough to have great coaches who, you know, helped me foster my love for the sport in general and helped me become successful with that regard. But I think another big part that's helped me out is I have two younger brothers who are not that close to me in age, 5 and 10 years younger. And so helping kind of coach them up, they went to Penn. So that's a big rivalry head to head that way. And so I kind of got the best of both worlds and seeing that competition and learning from their coaches and participating in that as well. And then developing some things as we went, as I developed my own coaching style and kind of progression with that. And I went to Notre Dame, and it was something I kind of considered doing, swimming, and I never got around to swimming that way. I was kind of on the border between being able to walk onto the team and participate. And I don't want to sound like I have any, you know, long-standing regrets or what could have been type deals, because I really, I feel like I like coaching more than I even like swimming myself.
Right,
and it's
right.
A blast. And you know, it sounds cheesy and goofy, but it is really true that one of the best parts about the sport is you can see these kids not only challenge themselves every single day physically and emotionally and mentally, but they support each other. It's an individual sport, but it's also a team sport.
And I hear so many coaches talk about, you know, game day is great, and that's when the crowd's there, that's when the excitement, but the actual grind of practice and seeing that development and seeing maybe the light flip on for a kid, and I'm sure you've seen that with some of our swimmers here early on, because there's been a lot of personal best week after week, and
oh, yeah.
It's really impressive to see where these kids were, and now all of a sudden they've got a better standard for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of my kind of coaching mantras, there's a lot of these goofy rhyming aphorisms and whatnot that you get in coaching, but one of mine is don't go into something with low expectations, go in with no expectations. And so that's probably one of the best parts about the season so far, is like we had 50 swims, 35 of them were best times, and that's week after week after week.
It's crazy.
I think the lowest number we've had is 30 best times in a meet, which is just, you don't see that with a developed team. So one of the things you might lose with a farther developed team is that kids aren't constantly improving with that. And that's one of those things that's always motivational. It's the tangible, instant feedback and gratification, kind of that reward for it. And, you know, it was a miserably dark, cold morning today, and rolled up to the pool at 5:45 and had a bunch of bright, smiling faces goofing around, jumping, ready to get into the weight room and do some work. So that's always inspiring for me as well. And, you know, I really am just happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, we'll talk about the weight room and conditioning here in just a moment. Just getting ready for the varsity teams to come out. We're talking Mishawaka basketball tonight. Sean Stiers will have the play-by-play. You can also watch the game on YouTube. Go on YouTube and search Mishawaka Network. You can look on cavemansports.com, and there's a link on more that you can go on and watch the game on YouTube. But, of course, we want to have you come out here tonight. And we've got our dance team. We got a new banner. That was the first time they've gone through the banner. So I know they were actually, the cheerleaders were talking to me earlier about, we're going to talk to the first guy, and it was Sam Shively. We're going to tell him, okay, this is what it is. There's not going to be anything behind it. I've seen some disastrous things happen with some of those banners, but we've got a pretty safe one. It's not paper. It
just, they're looking sharp.
Just this rips loose. Do you like the candy stripes? I know you're a Notre Dame guy, but you got to appreciate.
I do. I like
you got to appreciate those sweats back in the IU days, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we've got about 20 minutes until the varsity tips off. National anthem, Mishawaka against Elkhart Christian Academy tonight, right here at the Cave. It's just our second home game of the year. We just found out the South Bend Rileys ranked number one in high school basketball, a team we played last week. Played really hard through the first half, and Demise Anderson, one of the best players in the state, a Mr. Basketball candidate, just took over in that second half.
Don't question my loyalties, but Demise is actually one of my students.
Was he really? Still teaching over Riley, yeah.
I have in class this morning. Great kid.
Very talented. Great very
player.
Talented kid, yeah. So we're excited to have the sectional here at the Cave this year. So we'll have the South Bend Schools, Penn, and of course, Mishawaka here.
I have a couple of the Riley boys on my team, too. So just as a testament to how good Mishawaka is playing, I think Riley's team has three Division I athletes going
crazy.
Going to college next year.
Yeah, with Demise and Shamar Dillick.
Just to emphasize that, yep.
When you're talking about conditioning, I know you're a former soccer player and former swimmer, but the conditioning from sport to sport, there's got to be a burst, but also to have the wind when they're in the pool. What is something that if parents are out there listening and they want to work on something for their kid that can make them better instantly and say, okay, if I work on this for a month, I'm going to be a better swimmer?
My half serious advice is don't listen to anyone who swam in the 70s and 80s because they'll tell you to just do thousands and thousands and thousands of yards. But one of the new kind of surges in the last couple of years in swimming is to really emphasize the full athlete. We do a lot of just general athletic stuff, a lot of jumping, hula hooping, you know, bear crawling, rolling around on the ground, play goofy games like ultimate frisbee. Sometimes we play basketball and just getting out and being an athlete. I'm a big fan of like the ESPN and the NFL, the get out and play 60, the kind of stuff that way. And so one of the best ways to condition for swimming now is just to be an athlete in the sense that you're convertible and you can basically adapt to a lot of different scenarios. So it does help for kids who grow up and play sports that involve some general aerobic conditioning like track or you know, cross country or skiing or something like that. Or I mean, but there's so many sports that require so much from their athletes that I think kids these days are very, very malleable, I suppose.
Yeah.
So,
you're listening to Mishawaka Caveman Corner here on WSBT, and I'm with Danny Lucera Dixon, the Mishawaka swim coach, but you're also the coach of the Michiana Stars. And talk about that. Your club swimming coming to Mishawaka is a big deal for us, but this is something that's been established and for kids young all the way up to those Division I elite athletes.
Oh, yeah. And we had a couple who just went, one of our recent graduates swimming at Notre Dame right now. We have a couple swimming out at Wisconsin and Indy and Purdue and a couple other places around here out in Queens and North Carolina. So we have a pretty highly established program with the elite level. It's a weird way. Our club team started with a very large amount of senior level athletes and a handful of age groupers. Now it's the total opposite. We have this very good, awesome young class coming in. We had a meet this weekend, and it was one of the most gratifying things as a coach. We had one of our teeny tiny five-year-olds do her very first flip turn in a race, and took her about 8 seconds to get in there, so it was kind of counterintuitive and counterproductive, but it was a blast to watch. And so, yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and we're really, really, really grateful to be in the fantastic facility that we have at Mishawaka and help us develop and grow. And, you know, I have an awesome staff that I'm lucky to have help me out with so many things and learning the ropes with this. So I'm not one of those, I don't know if I could do it without them. I'm very confident that I could not do it without them or come anywhere close to it. But
and we're going to have to take a break here, but real quickly, if somebody wanted to get a hold of Michiana Stars, they can always contact the Mishawaka Athletic Department, but do you have a website that you can give out?
Yep, it's just michianastars.com, and my email's on there. It's dlucerod@alumni.nd.edu, so anybody would be more than welcome to. We'd love to have people come out. We have a week free trial for anybody who's interested, and as long as your child can swim close to 25 yards, and that can be the ugliest doggy paddle struggling through, as long as there's some semblance of comfort in the water, we'd be happy to have him come out and try out.
All right. Appreciate your time. That's Danny Lucera Dixon, the swim coach for Mishawaka High School and also the leader of Michiana Stars Academy, Michiana Stars Swim Club. I've got Elkhart Christian Academy on my mind because that's who Mishawaka is playing tonight. Still about 15 minutes until the national anthem tonight. We're going to be back with more Mishawaka basketball and Caveman Corner coming up right after this.